In this verse, we can see two propositions and, but the two ands are very different. The first one is 7 years and maybe 75 days. And then the second one, there is no different. He is our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He speaks about him. And when we speak about the blessed hope, as we spoke about the grace of God that speaks about the person, also when we speak about the blessed hope, we speak about person. We are not waiting for an incident that happened. We are waiting for a person. In Colossians 1:27, Christ in you is the hope of glory. And as we just heard, that the believers not only waiting for the second coming of the Lord, but they are waiting also for his appearing. When you go to 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7, there were in much troubles and persecution, but then the Apostle Paul tell them, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed. So we will not have rest, they will not have rest, the persecution will end by the second coming. Of course, it will end. But the believer will not find that rest until the Lord Jesus being glorified. Now, I want to take your attention to a parable that the Lord Jesus mentioned in Luke chapter 10, the Good Samaritan. And that have the three aspects that we spoke about it, about the grace of God. First of all, in verse 30, that man, I'll just read a few verses. That man fell among thieves, Luke 10:30, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And that's our situation when the grace of God appeared to us, when the grace of God offered to us. But then the Levite and the priest passed by and doing nothing. They saw the case doing nothing. And this takes us to Galatians 3:24, when it speaks about the law as a tutor. He's a tutor. He's just telling you what is right and what is wrong, but does not provide the needed strength and power to do this as the grace of God. The grace as a teacher is different. It's not telling us just instructions, but gives us power. My grace is sufficient. My strength is perfect in your weakness. And then appears the Good Samaritan that speaks about the grace of God and the power that we have to walk and put oil. But then at the end, he kept him in the inn. And one day he will come again and take him from the end. The beautiful story of you and me, the beautiful story of grace that starts and never ends. It ends in eternity.